I'd like to tell you about how I became a Christian. I was born into a Christian family, for which I do thank the Lord, and I was brought to church, to this church, from birth. My grandparents were actually co-founders of the church here, so I've got a long history in the church, and that was way back in 1939. I wasn't here then, by the way. It was December the 18th, and I'd come to church. We used to come three times on a Sunday, and I was sat in that alcove there, and we were listening to a preacher. I was only 7 years of age, and we were listening to a visiting speaker. And he was talking about Jesus coming again, the second coming of Jesus. And during the course of his sermon, he said, "Jesus may come tonight. Are you ready?" And I thought he said, "Jesus is coming tonight." So as a seven-year-old little girl, I was quite worried because I knew that I couldn't get to heaven by having a history of godly parents and grandparents and being founded in this church. I knew that was nothing. I needed to make a decision to follow Jesus for myself. So when the sermon came to a close, the guy asked if there was anybody who would like to become a Christian. So I remember putting up my hand. And a kind lady called Connie Bottrell, our Sunday school superintendent at the time, she took me into the little room at the back and talked with me, where I asked Jesus to come into my heart and life. I asked him to forgive me of all the wrong that I'd done and to come in and to change me. Over the years, my faith has grown stronger. My husband and I were blessed with two wonderful sons. And then when the boys were young, we asked the elders of the church if we could start a play group and a parent and toddler group, and so we did. And so that's how Noah's Ark began, and I'm still working here today by God's grace. Up until, probably until 2011, my life has been pretty much okay. Not really experienced a lot of upset. In 2011, all that changed. Got my tissue. My dad passed away, who everybody knows was very loved and a great guy. And then in 2011, after that, my husband was diagnosed with cancer. And over the next 10 months, I nursed him through one bowel operation, two liver operations, 6 months of chemo. And then 6 months later, we were told that it was, after another bout of chemo, we were told that it was terminal and that he wouldn't have probably 18 months to live. Not easy. But one thing I do thank God for, when we were younger, we used to do a lot of memory verses, and we'd used to remember verses and say them over and over again, and then we'd perhaps get a prize if we got them right the next week. And I do thank God for those times, those verses that we learnt as children, as young people, because the number of times when Ken has been in trouble or we've been going through stuff, and a verse of scripture has come to me and I've just said, you know, quoted it. It's just been absolutely amazing. When I've needed something, a verse of scripture has come to mind. So I can just encourage everybody to memorize verses and remember verses of scripture, because you just don't know when you're going to need them. Ken passed away in 2015, in January. And then last year, my mum took ill and she passed away. We had to clear her house. And it's all been very traumatic. And I was thinking about Storm Doris this week. And we had the shed at play school, the doors were about blowing off. They were almost off. And I thought, right, they've got a problem here because I've got to sort these doors out because we can't risk them blowing off and hurting somebody. So I had to go and sort the doors out, and with Chris and Sarah's help. But it was no good me thinking, oh, look at them doors, they look a bit bad, they're going to blow off in a minute. I had to deal with it. And when the storms in life come, those things that throw us, like tragedies that happen, terrible things that happen, we've got no choice, we've got to face them. We have to, but we, if we know Jesus, we know that we're not going through those storms alone. And one of the verses that sustained me was Isaiah 43. It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. And that was a real comfort to me, to know that Jesus is going through those times with me, that he's there by my side. And I could, the other one, I can honestly say that the best way to, the only way I can describe going through knowing that somebody's going, and we all know we're going to die, but when you've got a time set before you, is Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I'm sorry. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And that sustained me as well, and still is. And I think, you know, even though it's 2 years down the line now, but I think sometimes it gets harder, really. The first couple of years, you just go through the, you know, the anniversaries and you survive those, but then the reality of it all sinks in. So it's not easy, but I'd like us just to sing that song that we sung this morning, where it's Faithful God, All Sufficient One, I Worship You. I think it's on there, David. Okay. Faithful God, Faithful God.
Sharon up before you, Lord. I want to thank you for her faithful testimony, for her faithful witness, Lord, through the years, how she's just clung on to you, and Lord, and how you've held her up. And thank you for all the life and energy she brings to our fellowship, Lord. And in this time when things are seeming so hard for her and she feels so alone so much, Lord, be her father, be the one who is with her, be her comfort, be her family, be her shield and her fortress. And Lord, thank you so much for her witness. Thank you so much for her life and for her legacy. And we just lift her up before you and praise you that you are faithful and that you continue to be faithful in every aspect and every moment of our days. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.